Anmis will be hosting the Gurey Cultural Festival. Peace Begins With Me Cultural Festival on Saturday, the 1st of July. Now, today we are joined by Odelio Obor, who will come and tell us more about this particular cultural festival, and also with the theme. This theme of the year is Peace Begins With Me. Odelio, good morning. Good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show this morning.
Good morning, Sandy William.
Yes.
Sevid William. I'm very happy to be here.
Yes, thank you.
This is an opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. We're all looking forward to this particular festival. So it looks exciting. And, of course, we have been discussing about it for quite some time. But just tell us about this Gure Cultural Festival, Peace Begins With Me campaign. What is this cultural festival all about?
The cultural festival, it will include many South Sudanese tribal groups who will come and sing and dance. And there will be speeches by the Ministry of Peace Building. And so many students and other communities will be arriving there. And this is an assignment between the Ministry of Peace Building and UNMIS. We went there last time, 2 days ago, with the military group of Pakistani and Bangladesh, medical group. They have agreed to give free medical support to anybody who comes to the center on that day. So they will be checking about high blood pressure, and diabetes, and other small emergencies.
Oh, great.
I think it will be a good day.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Now, as we look forward into this particular day, first of all, why did the Ministry of Peace Building and ANMIS came out with this particular festival and also determined Peace Begins With Me?
Well, I think it's true to have peace to begin with every individual, because we are concerned about peace, but we are the factor, we are the main factor to express peace. If we don't have peace in our hearts, we don't have peace in our mind, then we cannot achieve peace even in the whole of South Sudan. So we're looking forward by this occasion to express the view that everybody in South Sudan should be responsible and concerned about peace. It's not good to say we want peace, you bring us peace. It is you to bring the peace. You cannot look for somebody else. So our problem is ownership of the peace process. Our people are not serious about peace. They think somebody is like, peace is like a commodity that can be brought. Peace is not a commodity. So peace is a feeling. It's an opinion, a vision in the community. If your vision is positive and you look at harmony and you look at coexistence in a peaceful manner, resolving your problems without violence, then you're a peaceful person. And of course, this shows that your community will be more peaceful than a community where people believe in force and people believe in lies, which is wrong.
Thank you. And for people who will be attending or who still haven't made up their mind and they're planning to attend on this particular day, this coming Saturday, what should they be expecting? What should they expect in this particular festival?
Yeah, in this particular festival in Gurey at Mary Queen Church, we are expecting about 7 cultural groups. Actually, Zande and Mondari and Dinka and Balanda, call them. They will come with all their attires and they will come and dance their traditional dance. And this shows that the diversity of South Sudanese cultures is a very beautiful thing. And of course, most of us don't practice this thing every day. This is an opportunity, because even our young people do not see these things every day. And our cultures are disappearing very fast because we don't practice them. So this day will be an opportunity for the young people to learn exactly the value of culture, the value of diversity. Differences are good because they give you a sense of ownership, a sense of acceptance. Mm-hmm. When these fellows express themselves by dancing, they show that we recognize them, their values. And it is very important when you recognize the value of a person, especially their cultural attributes. Mm-hmm. It will be very good.
Yes, we also understand that apart from the South Sudanese cultural dances and all that, we should be expecting some dances, traditional dances from other countries that are operating within ANMIS here, like, let's say, the Bangladesh and all that. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true, because it's good to share and to see the different cultures and compare with ours. Because this is also an opportunity, because UNMIS is here comprised of different nationalities. Mm-hmm. And they express this in the openness, and people will be very happy to learn.
Great. Let's talk about where exactly is this Mary Queen, and what time should people start going there?
Mary Queen is just on the way towards in Gurey, before you reach the last station of the Mungaba. Mm-hmm. And there is a small petrol station called Nile Pet. Mm-hmm. And there is another small center called Dream Village. Mm-hmm. So if you reach there, for some of us who have been staying in Gurey, we know the place. It is on the, when you are going from here, it is on your left side. The church, the Catholic Church, has acquired a very big land there. Mm-hmm. Where the church has been built, and a school is operating there. And the sisters of Mary Queen are the ones who are operating there with their priests, and we asked them, and they agreed that we should organize that activity there.
Great. Now, just before I let you go, Odelio, what will be your message? What would you like to tell our listeners looking forward for this event?
We are saying that because of Saturday, we have decided that it should start at around 12 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
12 to 5. And South Sudanese time, or what is standard time by 12 exactly?
Yeah.
It will start.
In fact, the 12 Sudan South Sudanese is standard time of 2022.
Okay, Central African time.
Yes, yeah, Central African time, yeah.
12 exactly, people should be there. Looking forward to that. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, you heard right there. And that is ANMIS, in collaboration with the Ministry of Peace Building, will be hosting this cultural festival. And a lot of activities will be taking place there. So please, if you can on Saturday, don't miss. Come there 12 exactly, and you will enjoy yourself and have fun, and looking at, of course, all the traditional dances here in South Sudan, and also from other countries. And very, very important messages as well that you will be going out with. So peace begins with you, peace begins with me, and that is the event happening this Saturday.